We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Hello and welcome to our 35th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. Happy New Year! Hope you all had some rest over the holiday and got a fantastic start into the new year. In today's episode, Mark and I will talk about two releases of the Gutenberg plugin, 9.6 and 9.7, about the full site editing, pattern directory, and our next live Q&A. I'm Birgit Pauli Hart, curator of the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, core contributor to WordPress and the design team. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hey, happy new year, Birgit.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed our little break over the holiday and feel wonderfully relaxed today. Probably because of the advent of the new year happening right now, I've been looking at the ways in which Gutenberg has been evolving. The UI has been evolving over the 2 years, and actually spent some time, downloaded various versions of WordPress, and then all the different plugins of Gutenberg, matched them up, and ran them all separately on my local computer here, and then recorded screenshots of each one and put it all together into a video on my YouTube channel, the Gutenberg walkthrough.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah, and it was a fun little experiment. Just see all the little changes happening over time.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. Yeah.
And then I also finally finished a book called Revelation Space by Alastair Reynolds. It's a hard sci-fi book. And it took me a while to get through it, though. I checked it out at the library, and I think it was just, you know, it was like a really old book. And every time I opened it, it had a very pungent smell. And I think that smell, I just couldn't really, every time I picked it up, I couldn't get myself excited to read it. It was too strong, like, of the smell.
Yeah. So when you say hard sci-fi as opposed to soft sci-fi?
Well, as opposed to soft, it's sci-fi. Like, it's got, like, very hard scientific facts, okay, like used to support the science fiction going forward. So the difference between time and space, and
Yeah,
it was fun. It was a fun read. Yeah.
Well, I think I'll need to check that out. Well, thanks for sharing that with me.
Tell us how you've been doing.
So I had a 2 week vacation from work and WordPress, and I really enjoyed it. I learned some new Node.js stuff, and ooh, I practiced drawing portraits. That's pretty much all I did.
The portraits sound fantastic.
Yeah, it's the vacation for my brain, away from the computer, away from the logic, just the visual parts. And yeah, but I have been back in the trenches since Monday, and it was a rough re-entry somehow. I could have had another week or so vacation.
I think we all could have.
But I'm feeling good. I am almost caught up, so that's good. And I'm looking forward to WordFest Live later this month.
Oh.
So for this episode, we also have a listener question. It comes from Jeremy Techtman. And he wrote, the query block, I have used it locally in my FSE, like full site editing, and I'm not sure why it is only available in FSE and not just in the Gutenberg plugin in general. Yes, it might not be for all users, clients to use, but it would be great to build some nice custom patterns or reusable blocks with it. Now, Mark, you worked on the query block. Is it ready for all users or still in experimental state, like the whole full site editing project?
Yeah, it's definitely still going through some iterations on getting it to function just right and all the settings in the right places and stuff. But I totally hear what Jeremy's saying. Like, the features that it offers are so robust that right now we kind of placed it into the full site editor to allow for the more advanced users who are building the sites to really get it, take advantage of it. And it will serve its purpose there. But we're also looking at variations of it that might be a little more focused that users can benefit from, in which case those variations will be like in the regular flow for users who are just kind of building their pages and writing some content. Something like the latest post block will be a variation of that block. So Jeremy, you bring up a great question. And I know we're looking at ways to really try to bring it and bring it to both areas in intuitive ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you, Jeremy. I know many people have those questions as well. And a few weeks ago, Justin Tedlock over at the WP Tavern found time to get into the depth of the query block, and also triggered by a few readers' questions. So we will definitely share that article also in the show notes. We just noticed that the last recording of the Gutenberg Changes was December 4th. So it's been 4 weeks and there have been a lot of happenings going on. For now, we have an announcement. The next live Q&A on the Gutenberg Times YouTube channel will be on January 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific, or 1600 UTC. It's our fourth event on full-site editing, and we have some awesome guests. One is Carolina Niemark. She is working on the themes review team and also has a site. It's called fullsiteediting.com with a course. Yeah. On creating themes for full-site editing. And then we have Ari Startopoulos, who also landed a block-based theme that is built for full-site editing in the theme directory and also works on the theme team. And then Anne McCarthy. And yeah, so Carolina and Ari are, as I said, members of the theme review team. Both have block-based themes in the repository, and they are also working on the 2021 block theme. It's now renamed to TT1 theme, and that's also a test for the full-site editing modules. Yeah, so, and Anne McCarthy runs the full-site editing outreach experiments program with a group of site builders and theme developers to make sure that the new experience gives everyone what they need to be successful in the new era of WordPress. We will have a fun hour discussing the current stage of features and answering all your questions. Again, January 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 1600 UTC. You can register via a link on the Gutenberg Times homepage or look into the show notes.
That sounds like a great Q&A session there, Birgit. I know I've been recently kind of revamping some of my own sites with some customized themes. And I was looking at full block set of editing or making them completely full site editing compatible. But I keep running into, once you go that direction, it kind of gets rid of the menus page and the customizer, and editing the menu block or the navigation block inside the editor is so trying right now. It's really, I kept running into a block. I couldn't get it to work. And so I had to revert back. Which was interesting. I'd love to hear about how Carolina or Ari are handling some of those situations with theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I used the navigation block for on-page navigation, but not for the theme. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. If you are interested in actually being in the group of the full FSE outreach experiments, there is a channel on the WordPress Slack that you can join. And we are just going through the first test of a test script for the full site editing.
For full site editing.
Yeah, so, and you can still join because the deadline for this test is January 13th. So that's another, well, almost another week, but so next week. So you need to hurry a bit.
Are you saying to join to take that, to do that test or join to actually take the test and get some, provide your own feedback.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. But you can always join up later. I'm sure there will be many, many more.
Yes.
In the future, 2021.
Very true. So Birgit, while we were away in between our shows, the State of the Word happened.
Yeah.
Happened virtually this year with Matt Mullenweg. And I'm sure y'all listeners can hear about it or read about it on the WordPress news sites or newsletter. On the Gutenberg Times, Birgit, you have a post about the 3-minute site editor demo by Johan, right?
Yeah, he did a great demo, and I thought it was short enough. And so I did an excerpt from the video, so you don't have to track it down and listen to 190 minutes or something like that. And he did a great job showing off the new features there and how it's going to work in theory and on his site. So check it out on the Gutenberg Times site editor demo. We also did a transcript of the video, so if you'd rather read it.
Awesome. Yeah, that I remember watching that demo. That's really the piece that stuck out to me the most mm-hmm. from the State of the Word was just seeing that all together and come to fruition. It was like, yes, I got so excited about it.
Yeah.
And so we've got two Gutenberg releases that we're going to talk about this show. We've got 9.6,
yes,
which was released in December, on December 30th. Followed by some smaller releases, 9.6.1 and 9.6.2. And then 9.7 released on January 6th of this year.
Yeah.
So the format we're going through today, folks, is we're going to kind of go through the big sections again, and we'll talk about each release kind of combined, what came with each release under the main section. So the first one are the features. What are the new features that we're seeing come right now? In 9.6, we saw, which is one of my very longing desires to happen, is allowing of dragging a block from the inserter into the page or into the canvas, they say, right? So you don't have to just click the block to add it now. You can drag it and then put it where you want it in the page, whether that's higher up or a little lower down. I love the drag and drop.
Me too.
Yeah. And then buttons have a new variation for them. So you can change from a horizontal group of buttons to a vertical group of buttons.
Oh, that's neat.
And stack them. Yeah, those were all both with 9.6. With 9.7, we saw an additional drag and drop for patterns from the inserter. So while you were able to grab the blocks from 9.6, now in 9.7, you can also grab the patterns and drag them into your page. Really good stuff. There were about 6 enhancements between the two versions together. In 9.6, the buttons block, also another enhancement there, had a change in position of the link popover. So when you would add a link to the button, the popover used to stay centered under the entire block, I believe. But now it kind of follows you along with whatever button you're clicking. It's still centered under the button. I think I'd like to have it left justified so it aligns with the button toolbar, but nevertheless, it's at least following the buttons, which is a great plus there. 9.7, there were 5 enhancements. 2 I want to talk about, improving the reusable blocks UI by relying on the multi-entity save flow. So if you, dear listeners, are familiar, there's an multi-entity saving flow in the full site editor. If you make a change to the header and make a change to your page, when you go to save it all, it kind of lets you know, like, hey, you've got a few different things that you've made changes to. Some are global, some are not. Well, this has been added to the reusable blocks now. So if you change anything in the reusable blocks, when you go to save it, like, it'll let you know there's a change to your reusable blocks. And they even moved the name of the block, your custom name, into the sidebar as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the show the insertion point indicator between the in-between inserter. So that's a lot of words right there. basically, if you notice, like when you go to hover in between a few blocks, you kind of get this nice little inserter button. And now there's even like a line that animates its way out in 9.7. So it kind of shows you where the insertion block is happening. I believe that's kind of what we're talking about there. Mm-hmm. There were nine total new APIs in 9.6. We saw 7 of them, one being the use block API version 2, and another one being fix the supporting external templates. There were a couple PRs there for that one.
Right. And that's for the create block.
Yeah. Sorry.
Scaffolding thing.
Yeah. Good catch. Mm-hmm. In 9.7, the create block as well also allows to list the NPM packages to be installed in the template.
That's right.
Let's see, bug fixes in the both releases had combined to a total of 42.
Wow.
In 9.6, right, While we didn't have a whole lot of features, we had some really good features, but we saw a lot more on bug fixes these times around. So 9.6 saw 25 bug fixes. The widget screen, we saw fix a block select on focus. There was removing CSS custom property in the code block, fixing regressions on the code block, popover flickering on small screens, all sorts of little things like this. 9.6.1 saw an including the block CSS in the release for full site editing themes. And then 9.6.2 saw fix the toolbar controls in the widget screen and fixing the slash inserter in the widget screen. So we're seeing a lot of help happening, a lot of improvements happening to the widget screen right now, which is good. 9.7 also saw about 14 bug fixes. I think one I'll mention is fixing the text color dropdown didn't show up after clicking it for the first time. So that's kind of been fixed. But yeah, what else did we see in these releases?
Yeah, there is one performance change, and it's now splitting the core block's assets on loading. So it only loads what it needs, which is definitely a performance enhancement. There were 37 changes in total in the experiments, and experiments that's pretty much the full site editing.
Yeah.
Part because the what also is in experiments is the navigation and the widget screen and the global styles. But right now everybody is almost focusing on the widget screen or the full site editing. And there was a lot of work done on the block query, which is the query loop with new post links and loop inside the query, kind of a second loop or something.
Then yeah, you have the query block and then you have the query loop block, which is inside the query. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also allowing the query block to inherit global query arguments and also adhere to the URL arguments. And then there were two changes to blocks. One is to the comment form to add block styles to it, and then the tag cloud block got some styles and alignment adjustments. Further down in the full set editing infrastructure, that's now a separate kind of module or aspect of it, so that the inserter on the site editor now behaves more like a popover and introduce template editing mode inside the post editor. So we are now getting into a place where I would say Insurgent was. I don't know if you saw the movie, but it's kind of a little bit nested now that you can change either your post template or your post content and change also the header of your site because you just see it like that. And it then will, what you mentioned, tell you in the sidebar that two things have changed and that you're saving that now.
Right. Multi-entity saving, yeah.
Yeah, and then there were some changes on the style system, but was also more fixes. Was really nothing would stand out. So 9.7, there was a fix on the RSS block. The navigation block had the color links fixed, and global styles got more controls for padding. When you go and watch the site editor video on the Gutenberg Times, you also see how the global styles come in, that you can actually, on one sidebar screen, you can change the color settings for your whole website. And that's really cool. I like that so much. And yeah, now you can also do some padding controls on that.
Change the color for the whole site. That will take away from my productivity completely. I will spend hours changing the color of a website.
Me too. But I find it very creative, you know, and I can change it every day, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So documentation saw about 15 total updates. 9.6 had 11 of those. Added escaping functions to the code examples. We saw minor changes to the release documentation for clarity. Capitalize the JavaScript in accordance with the word mark.
Hard.
added a document explaining the different block API versions. Ah, so this is what I was talking about up above, the API version 2. So I'm glad there's a page or a document explaining this now.
Yeah, me too.
Update the registration examples to use API version 2.
But the capitalized JavaScript, that could be a linter function, right?
Right. Why not? And then code quality saw about 30 updates, 30 changes. 9.6, there was a template part padding uses variables now. The scope for the image block style variations is to only the image block. So the style variations are very focused to the image block. The refactoring the image blocks, image editing tools into separate components. And there were a couple others, auditing the variables in the style sheet. So of course, over time you get technical debt and style sheets become bloated. So we just kind of had to, Yo and I think went through and trimmed that down. The group block padding uses variables now, and using a consistent way to check the right to left function there is RTL.
Yeah. We got a few complaints there that it's a little wonky. Wonky being a technical term, right? Wonky in the left to right languages. So
if there is something weird, because I will, so many times I'll copy over a Hebrew word, which is right to left, and paste it into the editor, and it's backwards in the editor. But if I save the page and look at it on the front end, it's correct. It's reading correctly. I don't understand
the difference between the editor and the front end rendering.
There's like something weird there. So many times it happens to me.
Well, it's a feature.
No.
Do you want to see it in mirror imaging? Because that's pretty much what it is. Yeah, it's kind of mirror images.
Yeah.
It flips it the wrong side. and then we had 27 changes on tools, 17 in 9.6 and 10 in 9.7. So there is a lot of also stabilizing the tools that people use, or developer tools. I'm just pointing out two of them. One is that WP Prettier script got an update. We are prettier now. That's a linting a linting tool. And then also that the local environment that comes with Gutenberg, or that you can have with Gutenberg, is now supporting Xdebug for the PHP developers. And that brings us into the various section.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 34 of those, 26 in 9.6 and 8 in 9.7. But we know that the various section is kind of things that did not fit somewhere else. And first up is a lot of work had been done for the verse block. Mm. Poets will be enlightened. There's support for custom padding, font family, and font size, and also update the CSS for the front end and the editor. The search block also got some improvements, and removing the button only option from the UI is actually a issue that I created because it wouldn't work. And I thought, okay, we might as well remove it if it doesn't work, because otherwise it confuses everybody.
Yes.
And the search block also is now, you can now use EM values for the padding.
Okay.
And nice. Then you change the labels for the vertical align options. And the social list block is now align right, able on the publishing page and the preview. So you can align them right instead of left or center.
Okay. Oh, okay. And I see it. The way that particular change log item is worded, it's a little confusing, huh? I see what you're saying.
It's not
though.
The only one, but it's the one I picked. And then the example preview for the video block was added. Now the tag cloud block, that's in 9.7, the tag cloud block, you can now use for all taxonomies. So until now, it only had the drop-down box for using tags or categories. But if you had taxonomies and custom post blocks, it wouldn't see it.
Oh, good.
Now that works.
That's excellent. That closes us out, right?
Yeah. That was the change log for the Gutenberg releases. What also happened since the last episode was that WordPress 5.6 was released. And that was quite a success. And that also can be, we just will link to the field guide we talked about here on the changelog quite often before it was released. So
yeah,
just mentioning it.
Excellent. And so let's talk about some things that are actively being developed right now. The pattern directory, which you mentioned earlier in the show, the pattern directory is starting to see a lot of pickup right now. The Meta team has been working on this, and they aren't wasting any time. Late in October, Alex Shields had kicked off the work for the block pattern directory in a discussion on a post we'll share in the notes. But now there's a GitHub repository for it. There's a project board for the initial version and a list of tasks and issues that are ready to be tackled. So if anybody's interested in getting involved with this, now's the time. And I'll rattle off a few of the issues, Birgit, that are out there. There's one in particular about the website of the pattern directory for WordPress.org, right? Like, we know the theme has a directory page, the plugins have a directory page. Well, these patterns are going to probably need something visual like this on the .org website.
For sure, yeah.
So kind of designing that and building that out, that's going to be a fun project. Another one is the pattern directory support in the core editor. So users can search and insert a block pattern directory from, or block pattern from their inserter. Similar to the block directory, I would imagine, but focused on patterns, of course.
Yeah, and also without the installation steps. So the goal is to actually have the pattern to just kind of drop into your post or page directly from the directory.
How cool is that?
That would be really cool. I think that makes it so much more superior to the block directory for the block editor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To make that happen, do you think we'd need to, the blocks would have to be somewhat static in a way, right? They really couldn't, it would just be putting out the HTML and CSS or HTML onto the page. Like, they wouldn't be dynamic blocks, like a form block or anything as part of the pattern.
Well, you could use the latest post block because you're only referencing it as long as it's their core blocks.
Yes.
Yeah, you can reference the core block, and it's only the comment in the, in the content. So theoretically, it would be possible. But yeah, you're right. It would be just a combination about different core blocks that come together. Yeah.
There you go. That's a good way to say it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a couple others, like a pattern submission tool that will need to be developed so people can upload in their own patterns. Pattern directory API for the back end of the site, a REST API endpoint, new pattern, CPT custom post type permissions for creating and editing. Yeah, lots of work to be done. So everybody come join us.
Yeah, let's make this pattern directory. I'm really excited about that. Once you have your theme and combining some blocks and finding sections that you can add to your website that are just already built pretty much. Add them to it. Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
I love like putting really interesting patterns onto the page and then digging into like, how did they do this now? How did they lay out that pattern? One of the fun ones, of course, is in 2021, the default theme, right? Where there's a pattern there of overlaying images, right? So I love like dropping that in and being like, how did they get this to work now? Yeah. I mean, yes, of course, CSS is involved, but
yeah.
It's fun to see what they're doing.
Yeah, so it's a very new effort, the block patterns. So if you want to contribute, and if it's just opinion, have opinion, will travel. And just test the early versions and documentation and code. It's a fun project. And Kelly and Alex and are really working on it now from the Meta team.
Yeah. I think I saw Ian in there as well.
Ian Dunn. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And a few others. Sorry if I don't mention you now, but I get myself smarter and find out who's all working on it. Yeah, that brings us to the end of the show. And I just wanted to remind everyone, January 29th, 2021 at 11 a.m. Eastern, 1600 UTC is our next live Q&A. And we are actually preparing a few more for February and March. And we are really looking forward to those. As always, the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And if you have questions, suggestions, or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. Oh, this is it for now. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Mark, for doing this with me again.
Yes, thank you, Birgit.
In 2021.
It's Hey, happy new year, everybody. Let's make this year better.
Low bar, right? All right, let's get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.